You don't know what a memnoon is. Okay, I'm sorry to put you to such a spot. Would you explain a memnoon?
She raised her hand first.
So once again, until we can receive a no as a memnoon, any kind of intimacy is going to be hard to enjoy for more than a honeymoon period.
Of course, this is putting a memnoon in a whole different light, but a no in this case, I assume, would be a request.
A no is always a request.
Okay.
A no is always a need and a request if we hear it accurately.
Can you say it again then?
Well, you have blessed me, you have given me this gift to give you the gift of what you've requested.
The opportunity.
And so I'm almost in your debt for having asked me.
Such a big blessing.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for it.
Exactly.
Yes.
And he's always given me that feeling, no matter what I have asked.
Then you know you're not going to have to pay for it, whatever he
Never.
Does.
Never. Not only that, I know that I'm convinced that I've made him happy by asking.
Yes. It's a total giraffe consciousness, which is what I've been trying to say for my whole career, is what the kind of giving is.
Yeah.
That I'm trying to create in this process of giraffe.
And then there was another, I don't think he's here. Oh, yes, here you are. Do you want to give your part, Earl?
In Judaism, it's the same concept. It's called a mitzvah, which is a blessing or a good deed, that when you ask somebody to do something for you, you're giving them an opportunity to be of service, and that is a blessing.